Every day you get three KTAR News expansions, 8, noon, and 5, and that's 15 minutes of commercial-free nonstop news, traffic, and weather. Brought to you by
Sweet
James.
Sweet James.
If you've been injured in an accident, call Sweet James. I'm Becky Lynn on Arizona's news station, KTAR News. Now back to our two earworms, Gatos and Chad.
Beneath it, snowy metal golden.
Is
the unborn grasslands.
Chad's earworm.
You didn't like Anne Murray?
I don't know who
He's
Anne Murray is.
He's never heard of Anne Murray. I do like this song. This is a good song.
What are you guys, a thousand?
This is catchy.
How do you not like Anne?
That is not cool music, I'm just going to say.
Settle down.
I'd rather hear some Shock G. That's all I got to say.
Shock
I love that
G.
guy. And miss him. That's right, I
said. That's right.
He died last week. He's my favorite.
Was he? My
Harry
son's
Styles
into
was your favorite.
Oh, I love Harry Styles.
Juice WRLD. My son liked Juice WRLD. And I just go, oh my God, Jack. No.
We were talking about earworms and music that kind of sticks in your ear and you can't get rid of it. And what was the other one? La Bamba was one?
La Bamba.
Yeah.
Hey, kids, La Bamba. That's from that Richie it? Valentine kid. Yeah, I know that kid very well.
And what was the other one?
Queen, Bohemian Rhapsody. Okay. And then, of course, you had
it was We Will Rock You.
Oh, We Will Rock You.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, we had a little Kylie Minogue in there.
That was kind of weird.
Get you out of my head.
There's something Ludacris we must talk about right now. Oh, I love Ludacris, by the way.
You hung out with Ludacris,
right? I did. I vacationed with Ludacris. I freaking love that guy.
We're best
friends. Awesome.
He's like, who's this accountant?
So we've got some craziness going on at the Madhouse on McDowell. The madness continues. Veterans Memorial Coliseum, the audit, fraudit, whatever you would like to call it. We had Jan Brewer on, former Arizona governor. She is horrified by this. Go check out the podcast. She was on it for more Republicans that we talked to. They're just horrified by what's happening here. But let me reintroduce you to John R. Brakey. He is director of Audit USA. Remember when he said this last week?
What they're looking for is folds and pieces of paper because there's a guy who came out and said certain things.
Gatos, there's a guy!
Could be a rumor.
I heard a rumor.
Could be a tweet. We're just going to check it out and recount the whole thing because some guy said something. Here's what John Brakey said today. Listen to this, horse manure.
We're talking about bamboo. What was that about?
Well, is that there's accusations that 40,000 ballots were flown in.
To Arizona?
Into Arizona, and it was stuffed into the box, okay? And it came from the southeast part of the world.
Oh, see, it's always about race.
Asia, okay? And
great man.
And, right? Now that is, what was their big song?
Right,
is that the final countdown?
Yeah. It's the final, isn't it?
It's better than and.
No, that was Europe, right?
Oh, was that Europe?
That was Europe. My bad. There's lots of hair going on.
Okay.
What they're doing.
It was the heat of the moment. It was the heat of the moment.
More from John Brakey.
We're talking about bamboo. What was that about?
Well, is that there's accusations that 40,000 ballots were.
There are accusations.
Who's the accusator?
He won't tell us.
Okay.
He won't tell us.
Is it the guy?
There could be the guy.
It could be the guy.
There are accusations that the guy was saying that 40,000 ballots were flown into Arizona from Asia.
On the Panda Express.
Were flown in.
To Arizona?
Into Arizona, and it was stuffed into the box, okay?
What box?
And it came from the southeast part of the world, Asia, okay? And what they're doing is to find out if there's bamboo in the paper.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, God.
That's what they're trying to do. I don't know what else to say. I mean, I don't know what else to say. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying their hardest to figure this out.
I never meant to be so bad to you.
See?
One thing I said that I
love this. And this is what happens, right? Can you believe this guy?
I don't keep going. Grace,
and that will wipe the smile.
Get rid of it. I got it.
What they're looking for is folds and pieces of paper because there's a guy who came out and said.
Oh, geez. Mother of all creatures, big and small, give me a break. I mean, when is this ridiculousness going to stop? It's going to take them another 3 months to figure this crap out.
Where do you think they go from here?
I don't. I hope like, they run out of money.
That's a possibility. But at the end of the day, where are you going to go? Because you only have this thing for a certain amount of time, and it's not because people are mean to you. You can't keep the ballots. It's because they rented this thing out to other things.
Well, they're going to have to pack up everything because what's going to happen?
Oh, we're going to start all over again.
Well, it's true. I don't know if they'll start all over again. We can't even get a count of how many votes have been counted. They don't even know. They've actually gone backwards.
Yeah, they're not. They haven't been really clear on
that. No, this year, what is it? Last week was 200,000 votes counted.
It was 150 to 2.
And then this week it was 150. It went backwards. Oh, man, they counted 200 last week, but then they only counted 150. So they minus 50 ballots. I mean, it's just insane.
Is there any more wizardry going on?
I don't know.
The bamboo. I love the bamboo. So
the
let me ask you a question.
Boo.
So they flew bamboo in, okay?
Okay.
So they've now
from Asia.
From Asia.
Right.
From somewhere in the southeastern Asian.
Because the guy
part
said
of the world.
So.
Because the guy.
Right.
So just a quick question. The bamboo, what exactly was it? Was it sticks? Was it bamboo paper? Was it bamboo ballots? Was it because you haven't been clear, right? And I don't think he's really sold on this one either.
They don't know what they're doing. They don't know what they're talking about. I think they're just, it's almost just, it's gotten to the point where it's just flat out silly. It's just flat out silly. So that's the latest today from the Cyber Ninjas, the firm that's recounting. By the way, the firm that's holding your ballot, the firm that is actually touching your ballot, has your ballot. They bruned all these ballots, by the way. I mean, these things, even Jan Brewer said it earlier. You can't just start packing stuff up, you know, touching them, doing all this stuff, putting them in, you know, front of some light that nobody knows why it's there. And then you get the home run ball today, which is, well, we found some ballots that were flown in from Asia to Arizona, and they're all fake.
Well, it's a bamboo ballots. You know how expensive bamboo ballots must be?
I can only imagine.
That's expensive. Bamboo ballots?
All I know is we're trying to get the guy on the radio. The guy that nobody knows who was on the side of the street. The guy.
What they're looking for is folds and pieces of paper because there's a guy who came out and said certain things.
And we're trying to get that guy.
It's a guy. Guys. It's a guy.
That's John R. Brakey.
It's a guy. Can't tell you the guy's name because it's a guy.
Director of Audit USA.
How do you know he's a guy?
I don't know, man.
If the whole thought process is we should do a whole big investigation based on a guy.
You're screwed. Yeah. You're screwed.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Guy.
Coming up next, small businesses have put the help wanted sign out all over Arizona.
Nice.
Why is no one biting? We'll talk about it. The Gatos Chad Show.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Serious news, seriously entertaining. The Gatos and Chad Show.
Ah, we are seriously entertaining. Says so right there on that little imaging piece.
That's what you need, right?
U.S. Department of Justice, maybe you guys have heard of them. DOJ, some people might call them. They're a little curious as to what's going on over here. The principal deputy assistant Attorney General of the Justice Department, Civil Rights Division. That is a lot. She probably has like two cards.
Goodness.
Pamela Karlan is asking Senate President Karen Fan. You guys know the one. We're all a big fan of her. Hey, what are you guys doing with those ballots? We're just curious. Are you doing something you're not supposed to be doing? Because those belong to us. They're federal property. And I feel like you guys have got out of your lane. You're not doing the things you're supposed to be doing, and we're worried about not only the safeguarding, but apparently they're going to eventually go and knock on doors to find out if people actually live in some of these places, which has been done in the past to, you, as they say, come and intimidate voters. Well, you've already voted, so what are you going to do? I'll take back my vote. Doesn't work that way.
Well, I mean, I was fine with all these other lawsuits, or if you want to inspect the ballots and you want to do an audit, and I'm just not cool with this one.
Yeah,
I mean, there was no reason to look into anything after the election, but people whined and complained and started to lie, and so they went to court and they lost every time.
Yeah,
and so you know, I was fine with it going through the process. If you think something that was done was cheating or wasn't right or what have you, well, you didn't show me any evidence, but we still went through the process, and I felt that the process was good. But what, you know, Arizona GOP Senate President Karen Not-So-Fantastic is doing is stupid. And most people in her party think it's stupid. Former Arizona Governor Jan Brewer talked to us earlier, thinks it's stupid. She called it bizarre. Exactly like that. Not bizarre. She made it last a little bit longer. So this one is absurd. The other ones I thought were less absurd, but this one is just a disgrace.
Yeah.
So if the DOJ wants to look into it, I'm fine with that because, you know, I mean, they're letting a former legislator who was actually on the ballot who lost. And if you needed to find him, there are plenty of pictures of him. Oh, that's right. He was in the January 6th insurrection. He's down there counting ballots. That's a joke. That's a joke. So, I mean, the DOJ can look into this. What did we talk about 10 minutes ago? Yeah, the silliness. They're saying that 40,000 ballots were flown in from Asia to Arizona. Where's that proof? Oh, I don't have any. We just heard a guy said it, and we're looking into it.
Yeah, there's going to be some serious issues. And what did I tell you yesterday? I've been telling a lot of people.
You told me to eat a sandwich a little bit closer to showtime so I wouldn't get so hungry.
I did tell you that. I did tell you that.
End of showtime.
But I also said, if it turns out that the Republicans, or not even, you're going to get saddled with this, right? If it turns out that the cyber ninjas, and maybe even not even the cyber ninjas, but under the guise of the cyber ninjas, people try to do something nefarious as to essentially BS everybody,
right,
and they get caught, who do you think that hurts? Does that hurt the Democrats? No. That hurts the Republicans, and it makes them look absolutely horrible. And at that point in time, do you think people are going to be flocking to the Republican? I got to be a Republican now. No. No. And I'm not saying there's anything untoward going on. I mean, they did hear from a guy that there could be panda bears dropping off 40,000 bamboo things. And I didn't even say what it was. They just said 40,000 bamboo pages. I can't even think about that. That guy's going to have to live with that forever. He's going to have to live with that. Like, that's going on his Wikipedia.
The John R. Brackey, the director, audit, USA.
What they're looking for is folds and pieces of paper because there's a guy who came out and said certain things.
And so that guy said something, so we're going to look into it.
Yeah.
You can't come off more foolish. You really can't.
No. Now, in fairness, I think he went to say, I don't know if that's true, like about the bamboo stuff, because I think he's, because here's the other thing. You may really think something's happening, but you're going on the words of people who may be just saying stuff to say stuff, as we saw a lot of those people. And at the end of the day, you may be thinking halfway through this, man, these people are all lying. They're saying all kinds of crazy stuff that's not true. And I'm getting lumped into it all.
I don't get it. I don't get it. It makes the Republican Party look absolutely silly.
Yeah,
it really
does. Look great, that's for sure.
And it's like, why would anyone want to rush to the Democratic Party? They're not any.
No,
they're not any better.
They snipe their own.
Right?
Hey! Why does she have all the questions? Don't worry about it, Bernie.
Yeah, that's okay. It's all fine. Yeah,
like that was like the movie, The Quiz Show. Remember Quiz Show? Great movie? Yeah, that's basically what they did to Hillary back in the day. They gave her all of the answers.
Of course they did.
To the questions.
And it was rigged and all that kind of stuff. And then the Russia with the former president. Yeah. And I mean, the thing is, that's why I like being an independent. I don't want to put anything near my name that has an R or a D.
Yeah, it's not worth
it. But now you have the Republicans who are acting more strange than anybody. And the Democrats just sit back and say, okay, we know we're not that bright.
Just give them all the rope and just let them run, run, run.
Exactly.
And if they do something, that's my big fear, is they're going to damage the party really bad here in Arizona. It's already damaged. But if you get caught doing something, you're going to be the laughing stock and people are going to shy away. And that's going to hurt not just on the national level, but on the local level. And I just... This is not a good look. So be prepared.
Yep.
You know, as my mom and dad used to say, you better be telling the truth because we will find out.
Everything has gone wrong during this audit to prove that it's a complete sham.
Yeah.
There's no going back. All right. Coming up next, let's play pop quiz.
Pop quiz.
We want to test you. See if you know the news. as Chad raps.
Pop quiz, pop quiz.
602-277.
More of those.
5827.
That's a number, number, number.
We're going to leave a line open for a kid because we like when the kids call.
If you're a kid and you want to call, guess what happens very soon? Gators will look at you and say, you're a loon. You're dead to me.
That's pretty good.
You're dead to me.
That's weird.
Pop quiz.
Gatos and Chad Show.
The Gatos and Chad Show.
Pop quiz, hot shot.
It's a pop quiz.
Here we go.
There we
want to give you a pop quiz. Make sure you've been listening to the show. We're testing you. 602-277.
We're like cyber ninjas.
KTAR. We're going to leave one line open for the kids who like to call in and participate on Pop Quiz.
That's right.
Because to be honest with you, sometimes they're much better than the adults.
Yeah. True. Very popular amongst the youth of America.
It is true. True false questions about the day's news.
All right.
Chad, who do you want to lead with?
Let's go with Josh. Paradise Valley. It's a paradise out there right in the valley.
All right, Josh, you ready to play Pop Quiz?
I am, and first and foremost, happy Cinco de Drinko.
Oh.
He gets it.
And it's amazing, that's the first question, kind of, right?
That's right.
Today is Cinco de Mayo, true or false?
True. Ding, it is, ding, 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 ding.
It is true. Josh is winning.
Somebody's been drinking. All right, you're up to a good start. True, today is Cinco de Mayo. Cinco de Mayo in Spanish is Cinco de Mayo. True or false?
True. Ding, 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 ding,
ding. Oh, look at him.
It is true.
Hey, real quick. Chad,
yeah.
What is the prize that I'm playing for today?
Oh, very good question. Excellent question, Josh.
Pa-pow!
What does that mean?
I think I stumped him.
No, pa-pow! You get a pa-pow t-shirt.
Oh, a Lloyd Banks pa-pow t-shirt.
Oh, I love pa-pow.
Yeah.
All right, quiet down over there in Paradise Valley for Pete's sake.
Sorry.
Next question. Cyber ninjas claim that 50,000 ballots were flown into Arizona from Asia. True or false?
You know, it's actually 40,000, so that is false.
It's correct. I love it.
Come on.
Let's see. The Arizona Diamondbacks are removing Chase Field capacity restrictions. True or false?
That is true, and tickets go on sale May 17th.
This might be the greatest player we've ever had.
That's right.
Thank you so much.
Well, don't get cocky over there. Let's see how you end, all right? Let's see. The D-backs will have vaccinated and unvaccinated sections. True or false?
They are not. That is false.
It's false.
You know what, Josh? Whoa. You're a winner, brother. Pa-pow! You got a pa-pow t-shirt. Pa-pow, pa-pow, pa-pow.
Winner. You studied well, Josh. Good job.
You're a winner. Hold on, brother. He's going to pa-pow it all the way to the bank. He's got himself a pa-pow t-shirt.
Now that was impressive.
That guy. He listens. He listens more than any of the other people.
That was good. 277 KTAR. Who's next?
Hey, is it Andrea? No, it's Logan.
Is Logan? Logan's 10 and he's
Logan's
on the air.
Logan's 10.
Hi.
Hi, Logan.
Hi, Logan.
All right, good. We've got that one line out there for kids. All right, 10-year-old Logan. True or false? Here we go. Phoenix hit 100 degrees for the first time this year today. True or false?
True.
It is true. Fantastic. During the show, we sent our weather bunny, Lloyd Banks, out to make sure that it did hit 100 degrees. True or false?
False?
Oh, Logan, you're dead to me, but I still
Logan.
Love
pa-pow.
You. Well, it is true, unfortunately.
All right, let's do one more quick one here. Right. Robin, Peoria.
Hi.
Hi.
All right, Robin, here we go.
See the way I did that, Rob? Right back to you. Pa-pow!
Demand for this show has gotten
she gets it.
Demand for butt implants has soared during the pandemic. True or false?
That is true.
It is true. Chad's fanny looks fantastic. He doesn't need butt implants. True or false?
That's what I heard. I heard that he was going to go get them, but I don't think he did.
They're good.
False.
I got one for you. Asia's song, Heat of the Moment. Heat of the Moment. Was number one on the U.S. Billboard Mainstream Rock. True or false?
True.
You're right.
Oh, my gosh.
It was the heat of the moment.
Come on, Robin, sing
on.
There you go.
There she goes. Robin, you're an awesome player. Appreciate
you. Okay, did I win?
Yeah, you won.
Yeah,
hold on.
We'll get you some sort of pa-pow or something.
Yay!
Hold on.
I'm not dead to you.
You're not dead to me, Robin.
You're not dead, Robin. You hold on.
Hold on. All right. Our callers were drunk today, except for the 10-year-old Logan. And you know what? It made for a fantastic segment.
That's the way you should listen to the show.
Get people,
that's how we get through it.
Get people to drink more towards the end of the show. Happy Cinco de Mayo, Super Best Friend.
Go have margaritas!